This week, homelessness has been a big issue in New South Wales politics. Not the question of how to end homelessness, mind you. Politicians like Premier Gladys Berejiklian,
I'm completely uncomfortable with that tent city.
And Minister for Social Housing Prue Goward,
stand up for the city and move people on. This is a public safety risk.
Have been complaining about a homeless community that has taken up residence in Sydney's Martin Place. The so-called 24/7 safe space has a permanent kitchen, a community notice board, and currently almost 50 tents set up. While media and politicians talk about the need to break up and move on the camp, the residents say it is fulfilling a need for the city's homeless population. I spoke to Lance Priestley, who helped start the space.
We started it at fairly short notice back in December when a group of women pulled us aside when we were doing a Sunday dinner for the homeless. And they said, look, we don't feel safe on the streets anymore because we're waking up guys trying to sleep with us. Gave a few other reasons as well. In the way they put it, it was fairly clear to us that we had a problem that wasn't an isolated one and a problem that needed to be dealt with and dealt with now. So within 48 hours, we had the space up and running.
What does the space look like? I mean, there's a kitchen space and a few tents around.
Yeah, look, there's a kitchen space. We haven't taken up all of Martin Place. We've taken up about half of one block. There are about 47 tents there at the moment. Yeah, and there's adequate access for the public through the area. We've always been conscious of the need for the public to continue to use the space, and we've facilitated that as best we can. Of course, we were much less in the way of the public where we were under the awning that we previously occupied, but the council, in their wisdom, decided to order the builder to close that space off. So that's the council's decision to make, not ours. Our decision, though, to put the tents up was based on the fact that without the tents, there wasn't adequate shelter for the people that we're providing it for.
So that was about a month ago you got moved on from the original location?
Yeah. And in practice, the original location is what's become our community blackboard now. We just moved from under the awning out into the middle of the walkway of the Martin Place.
So you said there's 47 tents there, which is quite a lot. I mean, it's a fairly conspicuous place, maybe not the nicest place to sleep, but why is it that so many people have come to the 24/7 space to stay there?
I look at it the other way. We have multiple levels of government and multiple NGOs saying we've got this. Well, if that's the case, why are all these people coming to the 24/7? You know, that's... The clear answer to that is the holistic package that we're presenting there ticks more boxes for homeless people than the government and the poverty industry are putting on the table.
What are those boxes?
Safety, just a safe place to be, a safe place to sleep, a safe place to leave your gear, and importantly, community, you know, and a community that everyone has ownership of. There's no them and us at the 24/7, there's just us.
Have there been any issues with, say, violence from outside or within the community?
Look, there've been issues with violence and with various other undesirable behaviours as well, both from people who've been using the services of the space and from passers-by. Within the context, if you take any group of roughly the same number anywhere in the world, you will get roughly the same number of problems.
What ways have the people who are staying in the 24/7 space developed of dealing with issues like when they come up?
The community self-manages any issues that arise. Just occasionally the community decide to avail themselves of external services such as the police. They have been called on occasion. Because people in the space have chosen to do so.
Now, in the last few days especially, there's been quite a bit of media focus on the 24/7 space and people talking about it as an eyesore, as being uncomfortable, that there needs to be something done about it. Why has this come up in the last few days?
Well, I think it's more correct to say that there's been a considerable discussion by the media about what politicians are saying about the 24/7 space as compared with what they're saying about the space themselves. You know, politicians say things for their own political reasons, and ultimately this discussion which has flared up, you know, it's definitely a politically orchestrated attempt to obfuscate the actual issue and take the public's eye off the fact there is a major social problem, and that problem is exacerbated by government policy at all levels of government.
The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has said that some people at the space have been offered accommodation and are refusing it.
Gladys Berejiklian has made that statement on the basis of what Prue Goward has said. Prue Goward is absolutely incorrect in saying that. We have people down at the space who her housing department have told they cannot help. Look, there have been people who've refused some forms of housing. One example is a girl who actually signed up a lease on a property in Nowra, and as she was signing it up, she was told by the housing department person she was working with that, you know, everybody else in the block of units used drugs. So, look, she took the place up and found that she had to move because of the constant knocking on her door, offering her drugs, the smell of drugs being cooked in the premises and all that, and housing were aware of that, and they put a pregnant young girl into that place. You know, it's absolutely and utterly her right to not want to stay there.
So beyond politicians complaining about tents and things like that, what do you think are some of the practical solutions that can help ease the issue of homelessness?
Well, you know, we would be hugely assisted by being able to avail ourselves of some of the 60,000 houses that are empty because investors choose to keep them empty. And they choose to keep them empty because there are tax breaks for that. There's plenty of vacant space, and even in Sydney, there's commercial space that could be used if it was run properly. And, you know, we're completely open to suggestions like that on the way to a permanent solution. Gladys Berejiklian has the Sirius building, which has 77 flats in it. That would more than cater to our needs. It has a recreation area which we can use as an ongoing transitional centre for homeless people. Now, I'm calling on Gladys Berejiklian to give over the Sirius building to transfer the Martin Place camp to, seeing she doesn't want the Martin Place camp. And yeah, if she's not prepared to offer an acceptable solution, she should just get on with her job of managing the state until she has something that's practical and acceptable to the people.